Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money, money, money. Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wandalyn Stokes, Radio News and Talk 1380 WALK. We're always trying to keep you on point in all areas of your life. Live well, win well at everything. And we're glad to have with us the founder, organizer, creator of Cash Kids, Twyla Prindle. Hi, good morning and welcome to On Point. How are you?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great, my sister. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful. That is great. So I want to go and just start right off. I want to ask you, what gave you the desire to and the passion to begin to teach children about financial literacy?
You want the short version or the long version? No, I'm just kidding.
I want whatever version you have.
Well, I would say it started young. Like, I remember being about 9 years old and my dad asking me what I wanted for Christmas. And I said, you know what? I would really like to have like a bank account. And it started from there. And I'm assuming, because I never had that conversation with my dad later in life, but I'm assuming that he just saw my interest in money and he started like dropping little nuggets to us. Of course, I was more interested than my brothers. I have four brothers, by the way. I'm the oldest. And so he got all of us for Christmas that year. We all had a savings account. He would always sit down with us and talk to us about money. My mom would always talk to us about the giving side of money. So it's something that was instilled. Well, you know, let's fast forward to me going away to college, and I went to Florida A&M University. When I was there, I put it like this, because we're all hard-headed as kids. I knew what I was supposed to do, but I didn't do it. So I got every credit card. I had the T-shirt, the keychain, the socks, anything they was giving away. I applied, and I had massive debt. Well, just to let you know, like when I graduated from college, I ended up, this is not including my student loans, I ended up with like $44,000 worth of debt.
Wow.
When I went to apply for jobs after I graduated, I got my first job offer. And I remember them telling me, hey, you know what? You just have to pass a background check. Me, I'm like, no problem. I've never been in any trouble, never went to jail. So I'm good. I had never done drugs. So that's what I thought they meant by background check. Well, because they were giving me company credit card and so on and company vehicle, they were running my credit, et cetera. I got a call from Human Resources, and they said, hey, you know what? We're going to have to rescind our offer because of your credit. And I was like, well, you know, what do you mean? Mm. And so the manager stayed on the phone after Human Resources hung up. And she said, hey, you know what happened here? How did it get so bad? Like, I literally had, like, 19 charge-offs. Because once I became a senior in college, I was just like, bump it. I'm not paying these bills anymore.
Right, so
my friends had a little joke. Like, I can't even remember what they used to call me. They're like, oh, here, Twyla, with all these charge-offs. So, but when once I saw that and I saw that it was going to be a hindrance to me, getting a job, I just started cleaning it up because I always compare money to food because I love to eat. Mm-hmm. And it's the same. Like, we all exercise and we know what we're supposed to do. We know that we shouldn't eat 5 cupcakes and you maybe eat 3, you know, but so I knew what I was supposed to do, and I had that foundation that my parents had taught me. So once I started repairing my credit, it took me about 2 years to fix it.
Okay.
So once I fixed it and paid everything off, my friends were just like, well, how did you do that? And I didn't realize that it was as big of an issue as it was, because I had that foundation, so it was a little bit easier for me, if you want to say easier. And so that's how it started. So I started helping my friends, talking my friends through things. And I said, you know what? What if I taught kids this early like I was taught? And even if they get off track just as I did, it wouldn't be as much of a struggle for them financially because they have the foundation.
Mm.
And that's pretty much how I started.
Wow, that is so great. I mean, your story, because a lot of people identify with that in college.
Yes.
You know, you get all of those credit card companies. They're chasing mm-hmm. you down in undergrad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
right.
As soon as you graduate from high school and you go to undergrad, then you get all of these, you know, inquiries. Hey, you get a credit card for this. And sometimes, you know, a lot of young people can get into debt. And so many yes. identify with your story. Now, Twyla, I want to talk to you about the family. The family, mm-hmm. the urban family, the black
right.
family. What
yes.
do you, because the family is so very important. And as you're growing and developing the family, how important is it to really deal with your children on financial literacy?
Oh, it is so important. Most of the students that we work with are from, say, like the Title I schools or low-income families. And it's like I see the same thing over and over. And I hear, like, a lot of parents may say that, you know, I don't have enough money to show my kids or teach my kids about money, without realizing that even if you're not teaching them, you're still teaching them. Kids tell, like, my most popular grade is probably 2nd grade.
Okay.
And they tell all of your business. Of course, you know, we know how kids are. And they say, oh, well, you know, my mom or my dad, they don't answer the phone when someone calls. Or, like, you know, there's how you should do that. Or you might want to tell your mom and dad this. And I get calls from parents all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I see the most, especially because, of course, it's a pattern with young families, a lot of times we may go out and we start accumulating these bills because we all want the dream. And we want that dream of, what is it, we want the house, the cars, the kids, the picket fence. And we do what we think it takes to do that. And in that process, we get a lot of debt. I have a lot of young people that talk to me about, you know, how do I get out of this situation, when I wish they would have talked to me before they got into the situation.
Right, so, right. Yeah,
yeah,
they want to get out. But when we come back, we're going to have you to continue to elaborate on that. How do you get out of debt? Being young, even in high school, getting these charge cards and your parents don't even know anything mm-hmm. about it. How do you really get out of debt? We're talking to Twyla Prindle, founder and author of Cash Kids. That's with a K, K-A-S-H. K-I-D-S. We'll be back with more. It's the Financial Thursday On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes with News and Talk 1380 WALK. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, right here, News and Talk with 1380 WALK. We're talking with the author and the founder of CashKids.com, spelled with a K, K-A-S-H-K-I-D-S, Twyla Prindle. Talk to us about how can children and young people get out of debt, especially when they get into debt so early?
There are so many different ways to do so. And as I said before, I compare, like, money to food. It's just the best analogy that I use for myself, because, like I said, I like to eat. But you just have to find which method is best for you. So there are a lot of different gurus out there who give you different ways. Like some people say, well, you should pay off your least amount of debt first. So if you owe $50 a month on that particular debt, once you pay it off, you should take that amount and apply it towards your next highest credit card or debt or whatever that may be. And that's one system. You know, some people may receive a bonus every year, and they may take that bonus and use that to pay things down. Some people get a second job, and then they use that second job to pay down their debt. So there's, like, so many different ways you can do it. Just like there's so many different diets out there, you just have to find the way that works best for you and so you don't feel so restricted. What I see a lot of times happens is, you know, we try to go hard and say, hey, you know what, I want to be out of debt in a year and, you know, I'm just going to cut all my spending. And just like a diet, a lot of times we regress because, you know, we have to treat ourselves sometimes. And then when I say treat yourself, I'm not saying as far as the same with food. You have your cheat day, you know, so you have to find which method works best for you, because it's not like one size fits all, in my opinion.
I agree. And one of the things that you do with your Cash Kids, you actually talk about it being fun, especially when you're talking to kids about money. And so one of the things that you offer, there's this fun financial beginner course that you offer, and it's about financial literacy for third graders and below. Yes. Talk to us about what third graders and below can learn in that particular type of course.
Well, let me tell you, we have so much fun. Like the kids, when I walk through the school, they say, there's the money lady, you know, and they call me the money lady. Because I try to make it as fun as possible, and we also give the kids real money. So for kindergarten through second grade, we give them fake money, and for third grade and higher, we let them use real money. And we use it as incentives because, of course, you know, you find that the kids will participate more. So how our program works, we usually spend 60 to 90 minutes, depending on if it's before school, during school, after school, and we actually walk them through. So we have these, I'm an author as well, so not only do I use the books that I have, but then I'm a collector of financial literacy books. And so wherever I see that the kids need the most help, that's where we focus. So, and we also tie it into the subject matter. So let's say second grade, for example, that's the most popular grade, as I mentioned, they may be struggling a lot with adding and subtracting. Mm-hmm. So we read a book. One of the books I wrote is called Where's My Money? And in that book, it's about a little girl who can't find her money. She throws a temper tantrum, and her parents remind her that she spent it all on toys and candy in the mall. And in that book, it has a chart on that I have posters to where the kids can take home. And you can record all of the money that you make. And you have to record all the money that you spend. So even if it's in the book, it's like found money, money for cleaning up. Because a lot of times we don't think about those little things like birthday money, so on and so forth.
Right, right.
So we take turns. So with the younger kids, we read a book 1 week, and then we do skills, math skills or money skills related to that book the following week. And the number one game that the kids love is called, well, we call it the buzzer game. And it's similar to Family Feud, where the kids are divided into four groups. And I have them come up to the buzzers, and I ask them questions related to the book or related to the money lesson we're learning for that day. And they answer the questions. And those winners, you know, they receive money. So our kindergarten through second grade students, they collect their money, and they have to write it down, how much money they have coming in. And at the end of the program, we have a financial fund store day. And we have a table that's a $1, $5, $10, and $20 table where we have different types of toys there. And so the kids are able to go through and take some of their money And they also have the option to save it if we have a bank sponsor where they can actually put money into the bank so their fake money is transferred into real money. And so they go through, they have their money going out sheet, and they have to write everything down that they purchased. They have to pay for it. They have to make sure that they have the right change. And sometimes we have some of our volunteers or our workers to make sure they shortchange them on purpose sometimes and make sure they're staying on top of it.
Yes,
and so
yes.
The whole object is, at the end, your money going in and money going out and money coming in sheet, it should balance out. And you should have, so you get rewards for that. For our third through fifth graders, they're constantly just earning money. And so if we have a group of kids, let's say they're struggling with multiplication and division, we may still use fake money and let them figure out how much. So, for example, every $4 that you earn may equal a dollar. And
okay.
So that's what your four fake dollars may transfer into one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A real dollar, well, how do you figure out how much you have? And we do distributions of the real money like every 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So the kids can still have the money. And then some courses, we just give the kids real money. And so that's how we make it fun. And so we give the kids assignments to do at home with their parents. And so the parents have to sign off on it. The parents can call or they can go online and submit the questions through our Facebook page. And they, when the kids bring that the assignments back, they receive money that way. So I always joke and say that our sessions are the one sessions that the kids have during the school day that they're like, oh, you didn't give us homework, or where's my homework, or can I do extra credit? Because they know
that's
that
good.
just for returning the assignment, they will still receive at least a dollar just for returning it.
That's
so
good.
We just
that's
make
good.
It as fun as possible.
That's wonderful. I love it because as you're talking, you know, you're teaching financial basics. You're teaching them
right.
cash flow, liabilities, assets, budgeting, accounting. There's so much, and you're piquing their interest because you're keeping
yes.
it interesting and the impact, the positive impact that this has on their learning as they evolve
yes.
and matriculate in school, but also the impact it has on the family, the,
yes.
the family that they're part of. And then as they grow and have their own families and their families continue to expand, just imagine how much of an impact
yes.
it's making on those families. And I think this is just an awesome program that you have, Cash Kids. Join the conversation. 404-892-2703 is the number to call. We have Twyla Prindle, who is author and founder and very passionate about teaching financial literacy to children. Do you want to know how to begin that process, even with your own kids? It's never too late. I don't care if they're 3, 13, and even 33. It's never too late. Join the conversation, 404-892-2703. It is Financial Thursdays right here on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandel and Stokes News and Talk. We're 1380 WAOK. Twyla Prindle, author and founder for CashKids.com. Let's go to our phone lines, 404-892-2703. Join the conversation if you have a question or comment for our guest. So let's go to Yessie. Hi, good morning and welcome.
You just made the morning really, really good, Wandel. Thank you so much, sister.
Oh, you're welcome, my brother.
Miss Twyla Prindle, is it?
Yes.
You literally had tears come from my eyes talking about the education of my children. And I would so much like to ask you things concerning your project. And Wanda, I don't want to ignore you, but she really got my attention for real.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad.
The educational value of your approach is divine.
Thank you.
What I'd like to say is I'm hoping you're ready to do this in a format that we can stream to every child that might not be in a classroom. And the emphasis I'd like to bring and like to see in it, if I would add anything, is the historic value of all the work our ancestors have already put into us getting to this point, not just slavery, but we're going all the way back to real remnants of the earth, you know, past just what we get from the dude that came over here and colonized. Yet the delivery you have to teach how to use mathematics, to teach practically how mathematics and actually social things, because some of the detailed questions I have are, how deep do you go with the financial aspect of what's being done? Do you talk about transportation to go get the wheat that you have to use and things of that nature as far as education? And I just want some feedback from you on that.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Go right ahead, Twyla.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very, I'm honored by your compliment. And we are actually, we do have classes online. So during the pandemic, of course, I unlocked about 6 or 7 courses. So if you go on our site, it's CashKids.com, and it's Cash with a K, so it's CashKids.com. You're able to see some of the classes that are there, and they're very quick and basic. They're only like maybe 3, I think the longest one may be about 8 minutes long. As far as how deep we go into the teaching, what I really love about what we're doing is we're not bound per se by, we have a curriculum, but we can go as deep as the kids want to go. So it just depends, and it also depends on how long the program is, because some schools I may be there for 6 weeks, some 8 weeks, some the entire school year. It just depends. And so we're able to dive into different things. So we always, all kids start with cash flow, money coming in, money going out. And then we venture off into talking about debt. We talk about investing. And just depending on how involved the kids are, we branch off. So just because we may brush over investing, if we see that there's a heavy interest, or if that school wants us to talk more, say like 4th grade, because you're doing a lot of division and multiplication, when we get to the rule of 72, well, that's something that we can stay on. We make it as creative as we possibly can. So, for example, there's one group of students that we worked with, and they were really struggling with that, 4th and 5th graders. And so we had them all to write a script after we taught our sessions on investing. We spent about 4 or 5 weeks with these students just talking about investing. And so we were able, because the bank was right down the street from the school, we spoke with the bank. The kids were able to take and record their scripts and take them home. So we just burned it on a little DVD so they could take it home, and they were able to share that with their family and their friends. Well, in the process of them sharing, well, guess what? They're learning even more. Sometimes we may turn it into a book club, like we have an investing book club. We may use a book. So I collect all types of books that are related to finance. And so it makes it easier for me to pull those books out as I see where students are needing help with certain areas. even when it ties into, say, like reading and writing, we also have a book that's coming out, some of our students, that they're talking about debt. So when we talk about debt, we talk about the difference between good debt and bad debt, because, you know, there's a difference. And we have the students to write stories about it, and they have to have their main character have to enter into some type of debt. They have to get out of it, and they have to write about those stories. And then they win things and they have points for covering different items. So we just make it as creative and as fun as possible, and it really motivates the kids to want to participate.
Sister Pendle, do you do this from a studio?
Actually, I do it from my office. So where our office is, we have a conference room, and that's where most of the recordings are. Like, sometimes I may have recordings that are done in the classroom, but, you know, that can be a little bit iffy sometimes, because you have to make sure that you have everything signed off. So if we have a school and there's even just one parent that says, no, I don't want my child recorded, then we won't record anything at all or take any pictures at all of that particular class.
Well, Ms. Wanderlin, I apologize for taking up so much time, but my interest is really piqued, because I see this as essential for us right now to have a format of education that, and let me say one thing, and I'm going to let the next guest come on. Do you remember Romper Room?
Yes.
Are you old enough to remember that?
I remember hearing about it.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Now, if you're one of the teachers, I'd love to surround you with our children and socially distance them, of course, while we are getting them engaged, seeing other children being able to do some hands-on while we're going through this thing. Because I would rather your format of education teach our children henceforth and forevermore, as long as we come together and ensure the best curriculums and the best flow of information for them. Because now they're like sponges, and they all miss learning, and it has to be fun. They're children. That's why this cycle exists. Yet, you know, I applaud you greatly. I'm done, Sister Wanda.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for your comments and your questions. Let's continue. I've got Todd holding. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Yo, Wanda Lynn, Twyla Prendle. $44,000? And you had, that wasn't even your student loan? Man, did your parents change the locks on you when you came back? All right, let me get right to this. My youngest daughter, when she was 11, she wanted a bank account too, but she wanted mine. So that didn't work out for her. And what I did was, as I did with all the younger ones, I didn't do this with my oldest daughter. I did it with the four youngest kids. I said, okay, everybody can get a bank account, but I want you to all learn the cost of consumption so that you understand the cost of you. And I made sure that everybody read the utility bills so they understood not just what the bills were every month, but on the utility bills it said what the consumption is every month. Are y'all aware of that?
Yes,
go right ahead.
All right, so that gives them incentive to be good money managers in addition to being able to keep up with the money that they spent. Because if you know what cost is in advance, then that helps you out to be a better money manager. In addition to that, this is what I like about having kids in the 21st century, by the way. I made them my grocery shoppers. I'm like, look, I'm going to put X amount of dollars in your bank account, and you're going to buy the groceries every week, and you're gonna go online. You're gonna find out what the individual products are.
That's right. Hold tight a second, Todd. Let me come right back to you with your question. And Twyla, we'll be right back. It's Cash Kids in Conversation on Financial Thursday on Point with Wanderlyn Stokes.
You and Financial Thursdays are my favorite days. Medical Monday, Financial Thursday.
Live well, win well. It's on point. Wanderlyn Stokes, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. We have Twyla Pendle sharing with us today. She's author and founder of CashKids.com. Todd, you were asking a question. Go right ahead. Continue.
I'm still there.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Cool. I'm short on time, so let me get back to this. So, the thing that I did was when they hit 11, everybody got a checking account. Everybody got a debit card. I helped, me and their mothers held possession of the cards. And we made sure that they understood what they cost on a regular basis. So in addition to sending them to the grocery store and making sure they check online what they're going to purchase for the house, as determined by us, they also were purchasing what it took to take care of them within reason. Clothes, school things and things such as that. And they had to keep up with the utility cost every month, even though they didn't have to participate in the payment of that. So that when they turn 14, everybody got a savings account, and they can contribute to that within reason, because I wasn't pushing anybody to go work.
Okay.
And that helps a lot in financial literacy, because then when they turn 16, everybody got daddy's lesson on investing. So I like what you're doing, Twyla.
Thank you for what you're doing.
I teach that in my volunteer project where I manage a whole bunch of young adults. All right, Wanda, easy.
All right, thanks a bunch. It is part of Wanda and Stokes. Twyla Prindle, tell us about some of the books that you've authored that are just very important, because a lot of people may just want to make sure that they are aware of these books and have their children to actually read them.
Okay, the books that I personally write, the very first one is called Can I Have Some Money, Please? And it's talking about this one is focused more on giving, and it has a touch of tithing as well. It's got a prayer, and it's got a tithing calendar inside. The second one is called, and this one is the most popular, Where Is My Money? That is about a little girl who can't find her money. She throws a temper tantrum, and her parents remind her she spent it all on toys and candy in the mall. And then they teach her how she's supposed to keep track of her money. It's got charts in there, things that you can make copies of so you can use it with your children. Then there's Why Did I Get This Credit Card? And all of the books have the same group of kids. They're just getting older in the series. And that particular one is about the group of kids. They're supposed to be learning about credit cards, but they take the credit card, sneak out, they charge it up. Even the dog gets in on the action. They have to learn how to pay everything back because they get caught as they're sneaking the bags into the house. There's My Dad, My Money, and Me,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's dedicated to my father once he passed. And it's about my experiences and how I got my first bank account. And it's talking about savings versus investing. So those are just some of the ones that I have. There's a total of about 8 books. And if you want to know like about other financial literacy books that we use, you can just send me go on Cash Kids and just send me a message or something, and I'll make sure that I put those other books out as well, because there are some really good ones out there, and there are some really good ones that have African American faces on them as well.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Now, talk to us about the, not only do you have the books, but you also have this financial advanced course that actually helps children and young adults about stocks and bonds, CDs and real estate. Talk to us briefly about that advanced course. Now, I know it's a 12 to 16 week course, but talk to us about what kids can learn in that advanced course.
So, and one of the prerequisites, of course, for the advanced courses, they have to have gone through one of our other courses. It's not one that I personally teach, but they're learning. It's the same concept as far as they're earning money, and they're walking through different processes. So the teachers that are focusing on that particular class, they may be a part of a real estate deal. Not that they're actually like buying into it, but as the instructor is going through a deal that they're doing, they're walking the students through to see this is how you do it. Here's an option. The other part is they're giving them choices. So as I mentioned earlier, a lot of times that we want the American dream, and some people don't think about, you know, there's a way around it. You don't have to jump right in and just get this brand new big house. You have other options, and so we have like worksheets or different things where you can see where, okay, here are some choices of houses. Here's your budget. Which house do you pick and why? And so we're able to walk those students through all those different choices and all the different reasons, because, you know, everyone has different reasons for why they want to do things, and just try to get them in a mindset of making purchases for their future versus making purchases for right now.
Oh, that's awesome. That is wonderful. And this is helping the family. And just look at you,
yes,
how at such an early age, you say, you know what I want? I want a bank account. And now how you're helping so many other families. That is so important and so powerful.
Thank you.
Can people stay connected to you, follow you, find out more information about what you're doing?
Well, I'm most active on Facebook. So your best bet is to follow us on Facebook. It's the Cash Kids Community. Of course, that's Cash with a K. My email is super easy. It's Twyla@cashkids.com. So it's TWYLA@KASHKIDS.com. You're more than welcome to go on our website and take some of the courses that we have. And then we also offer other courses as well that are connected to like cartoons and so on and so forth. And you can request those courses on that same site.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. And if there was any one phrase that you would actually like to leave to families today, what would be that thing that you would say to families to encourage, to inspire them, to make sure that there is financial literacy, financial learning, development, and growth? Because when you build the family, you end up building community, and it makes such a positive impact all over. So what are your final words to families today?
I would say that kids are never too young to learn about money. I get pushback sometimes where parents or educators may feel like, hey, they need to wait until high school. But if you hold a dollar bill up to a two-year-old, they know it's money and they know what to do with it. So I always say, start early. If you don't have any money, it doesn't matter. You can talk them through things. We all have to grocery shop. Let the kids do the grocery shopping. We all have bills that we have to pay. Let the kids pay the bills, even if it's online. So you're always teaching your kids about money. So, and be careful about the words that you use. Words like broke. I mean, that can induce trauma, you know. Circulating. I always say, hey, I'm circulating, because money is currency, you know, and it is going in and out. So be careful with the words you use.
Awesome. That language is so very important. Thank you so much, Twyla Pindle, for sharing with
My
us
pleasure.
Today. Awesome. So powerful and transformative. She's
Thank
author
you.
And founder of Cash Kids, KASHKIDS.com. Stay connected. My sister, have a good one and keep making a difference.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.